This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what continues to bring down the cattle market?
Well, I think more than anything, Leslie, it's a continued long liquidation by the funds and panic selling that's hitting this marketplace. Now, we did see more 164 cash taking place in our feed yards, which is much lower than last week. We finally saw boxed beef come in 65 cents lower on choice at midday, while selects were up $1.04 on a total movement of 65 loads. As far as any other fresh news in the marketplace, very quiet out there. It's just the continued selling that just continued to put this market under pressure. We will see expanded limits in the feeder cattle tomorrow. On the close today, February live cattle, $1.55 lower. April down $1.52. Jan feeders down to $4.50 limit. March feeders down to $4.50 limit. And Feb lean hogs, 40 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Interact with the best in farming and the industry at No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 27th and 28th in Salina, Kansas. Be sure to take in the industry morning marketplace the morning of the 27th and talk with vendors at the largest no-till trade show in the region. Get registered today at www.notill.org or call 785-210-4525. This 19th annual event is sponsored in part by Green Cover Seed, Pressbuster, and Agriculture Liquid Fertilizer.
Midwest Farm Shows is an original sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email that shows their commitment to Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers. Midwest operates the Oklahoma City Farm Show each spring and the Tulsa Farm Show each December. The 2015 dates for the Oklahoma City Farm Show are April 16th through the 18th. Now's the time to learn about becoming an exhibitor at this great springtime indoor and outdoor event. Contact show manager Ron Bormaster at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, proud sponsors of our daily Farm and Ranch News email. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com to subscribe today.
Tom, what's going on in the grain market?
Well, Leslie, we saw upside overnight, but we could not hold it when we came around to the 8:30 reopening of the markets. We started seeing the markets give up their positive trade and go negative and hold negative the rest of the session. Export sales today were friendly for the soybeans, neutral for corn, but disappointingly low for the wheat. We saw, especially in the wheat and soybean markets, once again new lows made for the month of January. The corn came down towards its lows of the month of January today. We also saw Egypt buy 240,000 metric tons of wheat from France. On the close, March KC wheat down 2 cents, July KC down 2 3/4, March Chicago wheat down a nickel, March corn a penny lower, July corn down a penny and a half, March soybeans down 18 1/4, July down 16 3/4, March cotton 51 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.